Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, the show that tackles topics important to you and your family, finances, food, education, technology, and everything in between. We've got it covered on Mom Talk. And now, here's Mary Donnellan on Mom Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mom Talk Radio. As our lovely voiceover in the beginning said, this is Mary Donnellan and from Maria Bailey, and it is Memorial Day. It is the start of summer, and if your kids haven't gotten out of school already, they will be soon. I know mine are counting the days. I have an eighth grader graduating from middle school within the next week, and this week she goes to school for basically 3 hours of graduation practice. I think they just get credit for putting their behinds in a seat, but she is done with grade school and moving on to high school. And so I will have two high schoolers. It's unbelievable. And then I've still got a grade schooler. So I've still got a lot of my little one keeps us young, as we say. And we are celebrating, obviously, Memorial Day this weekend. And if you are having any kind of outdoor barbecue, I hope you're enjoying it with family and friends, and that you do take a moment to remember the reason behind our Memorial Day weekend, which is to remember those servicemen and women who have given the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our country. So, as Maria would tell you, who had just celebrated the graduation of her West Point graduate, it is really a it's not an individual thing, a service person in the military and armed forces. It's a family. It's a extended family, friends, neighborhood, community. It's really an amazing sacrifice and benefit that we get from men and women who serve our country. And of course, as I said, they gave the ultimate sacrifice. So remember them this weekend if you're with friends and family, and of course, enjoy and get ready for summer because it is right around the corner. And we are going to be actually talking to a guest toward the end of the show that is going to be talking about the summer slide. And if you don't know what that is, that's where basically the brain drain that happens after the kids get out of school and nobody wants to touch a book. I know I don't, and I don't want to hound them about homework or anything, but the kids do need to keep up with some skills. So we'll be talking to the founder of a program called Varsity Tutors about how to not only during the school year, but during the summer, keep our kids up to speed and excelling at their studies. And we also will be talking to a guest about teen dating violence. That's our first topic, and it's a very serious one. So we will be talking to Drew Crescenti about that. And our spotlight on moms, you're going to love this one. A mother of eight, from 18 months to 18 years. I kid you not. She had to put it in the biography and say, this is not a typo. So we are going to really have fun talking to Angie about her brood of eight. And then we're talking to an author of a book called Your Kid's a Brat and It's All Your Fault. So that should be interesting, with Elaine Rose Glickman. And then Donnie Cranfield will be talking about his first children's book in a series called Camp Nana Papa, which sounds really fun. So we have a great show lined up, a really great variety of topics to talk about today. And of course, I want to quickly mention our sponsor, Premama. And if you listen to the show, you know we love this drinkable prenatal vitamin. It's in a powder form, but there is a new product coming out from the Premama line called Digestive Aid, and this is available to pre-order now, and it actually will be available at the end of this week on May 30th. Go to drinkpremama.com and look up this product, as well as all their other fantastic products that are perfect for moms who are thinking about having another baby, if you're trying to conceive, if you're pregnant, and if you're breastfeeding. Premama has a product for you. This Premama Digestive Aid, though, is really cool. It is a natural prenatal fiber and probiotic vanilla caramel soft chew, and it eases constipation, bloating, and it supports a healthy immune system before, during, and after pregnancy. So the company that brought you the brilliant prenatal vitamin in powdered form is now going into Digestive Aid, because we know when we're pregnant, or even if you're trying to conceive and you're breastfeeding, your body's going through a lot and you need to keep yourself, keep your body in line. So there's probiotics in there. There's fiber. It's just a fantastic formula. So check it out, the Premama Digestive Aid, and at drinkpremama.com. And when we come back, our first guest up is Drew Crescenti. We'll be talking about teen dating violence with Jennifer Ann's group. We'll be right back.
Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio.
This first segment of Mom Talk Radio, we are talking about a pretty serious subject, and it is teen dating violence. If you've got a teen or even a preteen in your house, you'll want to listen to what our next guest has to say. I'm pleased to welcome Drew Crescenti. He is the founder and executive director of Jennifer Ann's Group. That's an Atlanta-based nonprofit organization preventing teen dating violence. Welcome, Drew.
I'm really happy to be here and happy to have the opportunity to talk about this really very important issue.
Yes, it is. And I have actually two teenagers. So tell us basically your broadest definition of teen dating violence and how big of an issue is it in the United States?
It's a huge issue. And it's an issue everywhere. And the United States has actually done a pretty good job compared to the rest of the world when it comes to awareness. But from a high level, the definition is, young people in a dating relationship, some type of intimate type relationship involving physical, sexual, or psychological, verbal, emotional abuse.
My first thought was, is this now also verbal and emotional? Because everybody thinks of violence, or I immediately think, oh, it's got to be something physical, but it's not. It's also emotional and verbal, correct?
Absolutely true. And in fact, that distinction is very important, because I would say most people, when they think of dating abuse or domestic abuse, they think of the physical and sexual abuse. And there's a problem with that. You know, one, if young people and adults don't know what is or what isn't healthy in a relationship, then we're not going to be able to prevent it. So we really try and stress the impact of the psychological, verbal, and emotional abuse on a relationship. It is much harder to explain to a young person and much harder to define, because there's a lot of nuance and it's all in context. And so it makes it that much more difficult if you're talking about young people who don't have a history of dating people that they can compare that relationship to.
When you think about it, let's say it's their first boyfriend, girlfriend, they don't have a frame of reference.
That's exactly right. If they happen to grow up in a household where their parents modeled really healthy relationship behavior, then they've got a head start. Mm-hmm. But we know statistically, we know that many, many people aren't raised in that environment. So if you don't see that in your parents, then if you see unhealthy behavior, you're inclined to think that unhealthy behavior is just part of what dating is about.
What do parents need to know? And tell me a little bit about Jennifer Ann's Group and what you're doing to spread the word.
Several years ago, I got the idea that I thought it would be smart to create video games about this issue, primarily because I rather than drag a ding or something like that, I wanted to go to where they are. And we know that's where they are. We know that they rather play a game on a smartphone than go to a lecture hall. Since 2008, we've been producing these video games. All of them are free, about teen dating violence. And part of the fantastic value in using a video game is that it's interactive. So when you're dealing with a complex issue, when you're dealing with something that's very nuanced, you want something that can respond. You know, if you're reading a pamphlet and it says somebody's verbally abusive, that doesn't give you a lot of detail. But if you're playing a game, as I said, they're all free. We've produced over 20 of them now, and we actually just this year. Thank you. Earlier this year, we did a study on these games, and we were able to show that after only 30 minutes of playing one of our games, the people who played them, their attitudes changed about some unhealthy relationship behaviors. And that's part of what we really need to do, is we need to get across, especially to young people, that just because in a movie you see some unhealthy behavior and it's treated as romantic or somehow endearing, that doesn't mean that that's the case. By playing these games, you get to experience in context what is healthy versus unhealthy. And then you also have, the opportunity for a young person to experience this at their own pace. So they're not sitting in a classroom where teachers may be talking about this and they have to raise their hand and, you know, participate in the conversation that way. Instead, it's a self-guided approach.
Right.
There's a lot of value in using video games to address this really complex issue.
That's speaking their language. So it's actually brilliant to do that. So, and you're right, it's more of it. And it's more realistic, I feel like, even though it's video and it's not real, it's still better than the movies, I think, because, you know, and your YouTube videos and all that, those are just sometimes just mind-boggling how scarily off base. So tell me, are these video games available to everyone? Do we download an app? How do we find them?
All of the above. So our games are played either you can play them in a web browser, so just through the internet, but we also have them in every major app store. So on your iPhone or any Android phone or tablet, even BlackBerry, Windows phone, even Amazon's new Echo device.
Right.
I actually have two apps on there.
What do we search for?
So you could go to our primary website is jenniferann.org.
Okay.
And we have links there. We have a game portal, which is JAGGME. Game. It's JAGGME. And that portal, in addition to teen dating violence, we also, there's a couple of apps and games having to do with college age, you know, sexual assault, a lot
right.
of basically the issues that are affecting young people, primarily if when we're talking about emotional health and well-being. Because that's, again, the more nuance that's involved, the better games are at kind of arriving at the really critical point, that sweet point of having some understanding of what
right.
the issue is.
It's jenniferann.org. That's Jennifer with two N's and Ann with two N's .org. Check it out, and we'll have a link to that on momtalkradio.com. And when we return, we're shining the spotlight on moms with Angie, the mother of eight children, 18 months to 18 years. This is going to be good. Stay with us. Favorite segment on Mom Talk Radio. It's the Spotlight on Moms. And as I said already twice, because it's just an eye popper, I am pleased to introduce Angie Vinez. She is the blogger at blessedbeyondwords.com and tweets at Angie Vinez. That's A-N-G-I-E-V-I-N-E-Z. And we have worked together before, Angie. You've done other programs for us at BSM Media. And you have eight children, 18 months to 18 years, and you had to say that that is not a typo. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
So I have three and go crazy. I can't even imagine. But more power to you and bless your heart. So you have a large family and one graduating high school and another in diapers. So just give us a glimpse of your day.
Well, my day is crazy. As you can imagine, it starts very early in the morning and it ends very late at night. The baby does sleep through the night now, so I finally get a few minutes of sleep. But right now I have five in school and I have three that are still at home. So right this week we're dealing with, we've got one graduating high school on Friday. We've got one getting ready to move up to eighth grade. We've got one going from elementary to middle school. So this week, this is the last week of school. So mm-hmm. it's even more crazy than usual, but I love it. I absolutely love it. And I know that people say, oh, you know, I only have two or I only have three and I'm crazy. And it's like, you know what? Once you add so many, adding another one, it's really just no big deal. It really is.
I'll take your word for it. Yeah, I have a friend actually. I have a friend who was telling me she has six children and she and her husband, we were at a festival a few weeks ago, and she said actually her last child is graduating from eighth grade with my daughter from eighth grade. So she's got one in middle school, and two in high school, two in college, and one that's graduated college. So she said it's a really interesting,
wow.
because there's so many milestones this year. She's also got one graduating college and high school. It's really been
wow.
an interesting just year. And you'll have, as you said, you have one graduating high school and transitioning from grade school to middle school, right? Is that what you said? Or middle school
yeah.
to high school?
Grade school to middle school.
Oh, okay, great. So there's all those celebrations. You must just have a lot of fun doing all that. But you also run a business. Tell us about that.
I do. I run a web design and graphic design business from home. So on top of everything else, I get to work with wonderful clients every single day. But I love it because I get to do it from home and I can do it during nap time. And yep. That's how I can take this phone call. You know, just it
right.
works out really well that things just go into place and I can do it in, after the kids have gone to bed and things have quieted down. So it works really, really well.
Good. And you actually have a successful blog, too, because as I said, we've worked with you before on some blog programs and social media. So you've got a lot of irons in the fire. And so what are your plans for the summer then? What do you do with all the children over the summer? Do you, I mean, obviously you work from home, that makes it easier, but vacations must be really, really fun.
Well, with 10 people in your family, you don't do vacations much just because they're very expensive. And,
oh, yeah,
you know, we have to get 2 to 3 hotel rooms and it's just not worth it. So we are doing staycations this year. The kids will all go off to camp and, we just moved into a house that has 5 acres of land. So I am planning on the kids going out and just running all summer long.
That's awesome. Give them a tent and be like, that's your vacation right out there. Go pop a tent.
Yes, absolutely. I will sleep in the house, but they are welcome to sleep outside. I am still very much a city girl.
I hear you, sister. We went with my youngest, had her end of the year Girl Scout at a little dude ranch up in the Central Florida. And they have this thing. They literally have a sign for the tents that are super fancy and it's called glamping. And that's me. I will camp, but only if I can glamp, like air conditioned tent, its own bathroom. It's not really camping, you know, it's glamping. So
absolutely.
That's how I am. That's wonderful. So tell us a little, we had about a minute to go. I just wanted to get an idea of what you talk about on your blog. You talk about mostly just raising 8 children and juggling the work and the family and the craziness, or what's on your blog?
Well, I kind of talk about everything. I want to give moms the products that are going to help them through life, whether you have 1 child or 10. This is what I use. This is what works. This is not what works, you know, and just let them know how I do things and the products that make life easier and just sort of things like that along those lines.
Great. That's wonderful. And that blog is blessedbeyondwords.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Angie. And you're on Twitter at Angie Vinez, V-I-N-E-Z. Thanks so much for joining us and have a wonderful summer and good luck with your beautiful family. And when we come back, we're joined by Elaine Rose Glickman, the author of Your Kid's a Brat and It's All Your Fault. Is your kid a brat? Let's talk to her and find out.
Helping you succeed at the most important career you'll ever have. Welcome to Mom Talk with Maria Bailey.
Welcome back to Mom Talk Radio. This is Mary in for Maria. I'm pleased to welcome Elaine Rose Glickman. She is the author of the book called Your Kid's a Brat and It's All Your Fault. Now, I think that kind of is some moms and dads would get a little upset. So we're going to hear what she's talking about. Elaine is the mother of 3 non-bratty children, and she's also a parenting advice columnist for Sarasota Mommy Magazine, and she's a parenting expert featured on the syndicated television show Daytime. Also a former teacher and you're the owner of the preschool. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Elaine.
Hi, how are you doing? Thanks so much for having me.
I'm well. Did you own the preschool? You said you were, you're the chair of a nationally accredited preschool.
I was the chair. I was the, you know, where there's a board of directors, and I was the chair. I definitely did not own the preschool, though.
Good. Okay, so tell us about the book. When did it come out, and give us a little bit of an overview of what's in it.
It is coming out on May 31st. I'm really excited about it. And what it is about is a tongue-in-cheek parenting book. I know the title sounds a little off-putting, but there is a lot of humor and a lot of snark in the book, but there's a lot of also very earnest, very sincere, and I think very practical advice. I've got 3 kids, and I absolutely love each of them. I would cheerfully lay down my life for any of them, but I am certainly not going to pretend that none of them has ever had any moments without bratty behavior, without challenging behavior. So I definitely understand what parents are going through, where parents are coming from. And the book is really all about trying to empower parents to feel good about taking back the reins of authority and about loving our kids enough to step up and to be the parent they deserve. And that can mean loving them enough to step up and to be the boss.
Absolutely. And I just had this conversation this weekend, and moms were saying, you know, a lot of moms try to, you have to stop trying to be a friend sometimes. I mean, it's good to have that relationship where your kids feel comfortable joking around with everything, but you have to have some tough lines to draw too as well, right?
Absolutely. I think we have swallowed a message that being a good parent means that our kids are happy all the time, that our kids are happy to be with us all the time.
True.
If our kids are upset with us or if our kids are unhappy in any way, that it means we're doing something very wrong. But on the contrary, I think it might actually mean that we're doing something very right.
So you write a column as well. So did you take your material for the book out of the column or more of your teaching experience, or was, and as a mother, or is it a combination of all of it?
It is a combination of all of it. There's a section in the book that are some of my favorite questions from my parenting advice column. So there is definitely a lot of influence from that experience. I also had years of teaching all different grades, all the way from preschool, all the way up through middle school, and also high school students. Although the book isn't really about teens, it kind of stops at tweens. And from my own experience being a parent, my own experience at library story time, mommy and me, playgroup, that sort of thing. So it's definitely all in there.
I think that I call my kids sometimes, and I joke around with my kids. I said, you know, they're afflicted with affluenza. Do you feel that that is the case? And especially as these millennial moms have, and maybe you're a millennial, I'm not, I'm a Gen Xer, but I feel like the younger parents are even worse at the entitlement culture. Do you agree with that or disagree?
Absolutely. I think it goes across the board, but I think that there's just more and more pressure now to give our kids the best, to make sure our kids have every possible advantage, the best teacher, the best extracurricular activities, the most challenging experiences in sports, in arts, that if we give our kids even a little bit less than the best, that we're failing them miserably. And it's not fair. It's not fair to our kids because it doesn't teach them resourcefulness. It doesn't teach them resilience, grit. It doesn't teach them any kind of delayed gratification. But it's also not fair to us that as soon as we have children, it doesn't mean that we need to put our lives and our interests on hold. It doesn't mean that we have to become our child's full-time concierge and cheerleader in order to be a good parent. And I think that we have the message. I think it's true for Gen Xers, but I think it's even more true for millennials, that we just need to be reminded and need to be told that being a parent is not all about being a concierge, being a cheerleader. It's not all about making our kids happy and making sure they're having fun all the time. It's about being a source of guidance, about being a source of authority, and it's about teaching our kids how to become the people that they should become, how to become the people that ultimately they want to be.
Right. And so when you note in the intro of your book that kids act like brats because they want opportunities to learn discipline, to develop self-esteem, to earn self-respect and the respect of those around them, and they want their parents to step up. So that's a really critical point for a lot of parents is when their toddler is screaming for the candy in the store, you know, that's when you should say no.
Absolutely, because a small child who's screaming for candy, who's screaming for a cookie, a child whose parent has said, no, we're not doing that, no, you can't have that, and then the child yells and screams and the parent gives in, on one hand, on the surface, the child might look really, really happy. He's thwarted his parent. He's gotten what he wanted. But deep inside, I think that child is actually really frightened. The kids want to be powerful on some level. They want to have some say in what happens to them. They want to be able to make choices. But on the other hand, they want to know that they're not in charge. They want to know that they have a parent who is strong enough, powerful enough to guide them, to protect them, to keep them safe. And if you're able to thwart your parents when you're only 2 years old, how are you supposed to possibly trust them to keep you safe? If you feel that you're more powerful than your parents, it's a terrifying thing. And I think we do that to our children sometimes when we give in to them.
This is true. That's a very, very good point. So tell us, your website is ElaineRoseGlickman.com. Tell us where our listeners can find your book. And congratulations, by the way, it's coming out this week, correct?
Yes, thank you. It's coming out on just a week from today. So thanks. I'm really excited. Yes, ElaineRoseGlickman.com. And there are links to it to buy the book. You can pre-order it on Amazon if you want to. I would love it. Thank you very much. It's also going to be at Barnes & Noble. It's going to be at Walmart. I found that too, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, great.
And at IndieBound. So there's lots of different places online where you can pre-order it and then hopefully walk into a brick-and-mortar store on the 31st and pick it up as well. So thank you.
Congratulations. And it sounds like a fantastic book. So I read the beginning and I was flipping through it, and it is funny, which I really like too, because it's, I like snark anyway, but just to put a funny spin on it, because sometimes if you don't laugh, you cry. So
that's definitely true. Absolutely.
Right? I have three children too, so I get it. So congratulations, Elaine, and best of luck on the book. And we'll have you back when you write your next book, because that sounds like what you're going
to
be doing.
I look forward to it.
That sounds awesome.
Thank you for
having me. So when we come back, we're joined by Donnie Cranfill. He is the author and founder of Camp Nana Papa. We'll be right back.
The number one podcast for busy moms. Mom Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Mom Talk Radio. This is Mary in for Maria. If you hear a difference in audio in this last two segments, it's because we had a huge technical issue and a big hashtag fail. We are back on the air with just a little bit different sound. So my apologies, but we definitely want to get these last two guests on. And this guest is Donnie Cranfill. He is the author and founder of Camp Nana Papa, and that is an online retail store and social media hub for doting grandparents. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Donnie.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
Okay, we're going to get this segment in because I think your products and your site and your book are awesome. So you wrote a book called The Adventures of Camp Nana Papa, and it's the first in a series of children's books celebrating the bond between grandchildren and their grandparents. So where did you get the inspiration?
Well, I think first, I just had a wonderful experience reflecting on my grandmother that I lost a few years ago, my maternal grandmother. It was just one of those things I think most people can relate to as far as that grandparent-grandchild experience. And I started noticing all my friends were becoming grandparents, and it was obvious how they were changing in their lifestyles and their attention and celebration of becoming a grandparent. And I just thought just the book and the concept of a lifestyle brand came up, and that's sort of how it all began.
Right. So give us a glimpse then of what we would find at the retail store and your online retail store. It's called CampNanaPapa.com.
One thing we want to do is, as far as it being a store and everything we're doing, our goal is to anybody that associates with Camp Nana Papa that we help families make grand memories. And that's memorializing the things that we do together as grandparents and grandchildren. And so you can find a lot of things there. We try to have some very unique things, like we have a marshmallow roasting kit where it's like a fishing pole, which is you roast marshmallows. We have tents, toys, books, just a number of things on the website where grandparents can go if they're looking for activities to do with their grandchildren, and also some things that grandchildren can even go there and buy gifts for their grandparents. We want it to be a dedicated website that kind of specialized in things that would be, you know, pertinent and relative to the grandparent-grandchild relationship.
I absolutely love this. My mother is lives close to me and is extremely close to my children, and I'm so, so blessed with that. But when it comes to her birthday's in June, she does not want any more tchotchkes. She would really like something meaningful, and this is perfect. I'm going to tell my kids to go look. So you basically offer gifts for the grandchildren to buy the grandparents and then activity ideas for the grandparents, right?
Sure. We've all probably had the wonderful opportunity to be in the kitchen and baking cookies with our grandparents. We carry things like little bacon and kitchen sets where a grandchild will have their own measuring cups, bowls, and roller pin and an apron. So when they're in the kitchen with the grandmother, it really makes a wonderful memory for them to keep in their hearts.
Yes, that's wonderful. And when it comes to the book then, tell us what the book is about. Is there a key character? There's key characters, right? Brother and sister? And do they go to see grandma and grandpa?
Right. There are two characters, Nick and Sarah, and it chronicles their experience as children with their grandparents, and they go to a place called Camp Nana Papa. The interesting thing is that Camp Nana Papa is not really a physical place. It's a place in the heart of every grandparent and grandchild. So whether you call your grandparent Nana, Yee, Yaya, Gigi, or Grandpa, Pops, or Grandpa, everyone's a part of Camp Nana Papa, so everyone has their own camp. But as they go spend weekends and times with their grandparents, it chronicles the things and activities they do. And the goal is to for grandkids and grandparents to relate to these activities that they have. And we just try to put all those together and that you normally experience in visits to your grandparents, from going to the zoo to baking cookies to having a nice bedtime story reading at night before you go to bed.
I remember as a kid, summer was when I got to go to grandma's house and spend sometimes a week, sometimes 2 weeks. This is a really great time to talk about the book and the products that you offer, because it's going to be a time to visit Camp Nana Papa, right?
Sure. And one thing I almost left out, probably one of the most important things of all in the book, Nick and Sarah, they have a very special character friend called Flash the Firefly. And I think almost everyone can relate to the magic of fireflies. And it's, by the way, it's almost firefly season now.
Right.
But once they meet Flash the Firefly at Camp Nana Papa, he becomes a very important part of their life. And everything they do, Flash is a part. And kids connect and love him. We also have a plush toy that goes along with the book. It's a lighted, really high-quality plush lighted firefly toy. And he's an adorable character. But when they're in a segment, let's say they're roasting marshmallows by the fire at the tent one night, Flash may be seen up in the tree in a hammock reading the book. So in everything they do, he's a great friend that goes with them and enjoys all the different adventures that they all experience when they're at Camp Nana Papa.
That is adorable. I love it. I love the theme. I love your Flash characters and your – oh, that's so cute. So where can our listeners find the book?
Well, a couple places. You can come to our website, campnanapapa.com, campnanapapa.com. Our book, we're very, very excited and thankful that we have just been picked up by Barnes & Noble and Amazon Prime. So you can easily go to Barnes & Noble, type in the words Camp Nana and or Papa, and the book comes up. And I might add, we don't know how long, but they've got a sale going on both of those websites. And I think when your readers take a look at it and see the illustrator is a gentleman named Jeffrey Ebler, and he is just incredible. He really brings the characters to life into the eyes of the reader. And so it's a good, fast way to get it if you go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Now, our next book is coming out later this summer. And what it does, it goes back and traces how the kids actually met Flash the Firefly. It's a great story. But in the back of the book, when the book is completely read, there are activities that allow the kids to have activities where they write and do things in the book. It's a wonderful experience. We're getting just great feedback and reviews from families everywhere.
Good luck, and I can't wait to hear about the next book, and have a wonderful summer. CampNanaPapa.com, N-A-N-A-P-A-P-A.com. And we're wrapping up the show with Chuck Cohn. He is the owner of VarsityTutors.com. Stay with us. On this last segment of Mom Talk Radio, we're saving the best for last. It is Chuck Cohn, the founder of VarsityTutors.com. And Chuck was an honor student who was having trouble finding effective tutors and so started his own business. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Chuck.
Thanks for having me on today.
I was mentioning during the break, my son just took an AP exam, and it was really high stress, and they were in there for, I think, 6 hours, and he's a sophomore, so I didn't do any kind of prep. So I'm going to be looking at something like Varsity Tutors. Tell us a little bit about how this Varsity Tutors came to be.
Sure. So I started Varsity Tutors about 9 years ago when I was a junior in college at Washington University in St. Louis, based on my own personal experiences with tutoring. And when I was in high school, I had had a couple really remarkable experiences where I went from a F to an A plus in a class. And I also had some very frustrating experiences where I couldn't get the help I needed in time, or I was paired with a tutor who didn't have the requisite subject knowledge to be effective. And in college, a couple of my good friends who were valedictorians of their respective high schools ultimately coached me to a great grade in a calculus course that I would have otherwise failed. And I recognized there was an opportunity to just remove a lot of the friction and improve the quality associated with private tutoring.
Right. So how do you do that? Is first of all, is this just one-on-one in person, or do you do any online tutoring?
So about half of our business is online tutoring. 100% of it is one-to-one. And so we have 20,000 tutors spread out across the United States. Each one of them has been thoroughly evaluated and tested to ensure that they are friendly, have strong communication skills, and have deep subject knowledge in the subjects they tutor. And so they can either meet you in person at your home or a coffee shop or another location of your choosing, or alternatively, you can actually either meet online or even on your mobile device with full video chat.
That's great. And that's obviously for busy parents, that could be a real big lifesaver, other than if you can't physically take your child to a tutor. And I think your screening process is important, because with my son, again, as I said, he's a sophomore, but he's been through a series of tutors. And I agree with you. It was, some were awesome and some were just, I thought, how is that person tutoring? You know, they didn't learn anything. No, didn't move the needle on the grade at all. So it's a lot of money to spend on someone you're just not really sure about. So your vetting process is very important. What are the age ranges for varsity tutors then?
Well, so we actually tutor more than 500 different academic, test prep, and foreign language subjects. And students are as young as pre-K. And we have many adult learners too. So there's essentially tutors who specialize in a certain age range and subject. And you would be paired with somebody that had deep expertise with that subject or age range.
And then I mentioned it at the beginning of the show. We know about the summer slide, and I mentioned to parents that are listening, if they don't, it's when basically it's the brain drain. If your kids have been in school learning for 8-9 months out of the year, and then they just do nothing all summer. What do you recommend for parents to stem that slide?
Yeah, so summer learning loss is a very real phenomena, and students often lose as much as 2 months equivalent of school over the course of the summer. So they essentially just forget what they learned in their math courses or their reading or English courses. And so it's incredibly important to keep them engaged in the summer. So reading books, working with them on their mathematics, doing anything that really keeps their brain working and keeps them using the skills that they recently learned will ensure that they start the year with the same amount of knowledge that they ended the last school year with. And it can really make a huge difference in terms of their confidence going into the year and the extent to which they're successful in those first few months that are critical to establishing a good rhythm to a school year. So there's things that you could do on your own, like math problems as well as reading. But many people come to us for one-to-one individualized enrichment. So many of our students over the summer are actually getting ahead of the courses they're about to take. Or alternatively, they're learning a brand new skill. They may want to learn Mandarin over the summer or do something else that really stimulates their brain. It could be a great way to keep your skills fresh.
Right. That's great advice. And you're right. I think there's, like, even my son, when he's in high school now, he's not taking any kind of classes to catch up. He wants to get ahead. And that's critical. And it's a very competitive academic environment. So the website is varsitytutors.com. Thank you so much, Chuck, for joining us, and best of luck and good luck with the business and the programs.
Thanks so much.
That wraps up this episode of Mom Talk Radio. Again, our apologies on this end for the technical glitches that have changed at least the volume of my voice and our guests. But please check out momtalkradio.com next week for the links to all of our guests' websites, books, etc., that were mentioned on the show. And the archive will be posted within a couple of days. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and happy summer.